Do you think martial arts helps you be more mindful?
Yes, because it's usually quite hard to do martial arts unless you're focused on what you're doing at the time. There are so many things going on with doing a form or doing a combination, your body movements, your place in space, your place in line, etc. There's so many things going on. You really don't have a lot of time left to be thinking about what you had for lunch yesterday, right? Because you just want to stay focused on what you're doing. So I think it's a really easy way to be mindful because it keeps your mind pretty occupied during the whole time.
Namaste, sweet souls. My name is Shilpa, and you're listening to the Omni Mindfulness Podcast. I am a mindset and meditation coach for professional women and mompreneurs. The purpose of this show is to offer stories and content that allows you to increase your awareness of your authentic self and be inspired by connecting to the personal and professional stories of other souls. Souls who are walking the walk and living everyday human experiences with inspired intentions. These are the stories that will expand your consciousness and spark within you to ask, what if? Each season, I offer content to help you create a holistic lifestyle that embodies spirituality, mindfulness, mindset, and energy awareness. Through my conversations with experts in their niche area and solo casts from yours truly, my intention is to help you holistically revitalize, reset, and relax your body, mind, and spirit. I'm your host and founder of Omni Mindfulness. So ask yourself, what if just one story could be the catalyst to shift the trajectory of my life? What if I become instrumental in serving other souls to realize their true self? And what if my soul's higher purpose is in the realization of Omni Mindfulness joy? It's never too late to rewrite your story. And now, today's episode. Welcome back, sweet souls. This is your host, Shilpa. I wanted to share some exciting news about a little challenge I'm running as I'm trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the conversations that inspire those who value personal growth. And the best way to do that is to leave reviews. You can leave a review on Spotify, Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast. So my request to you is to leave a review if you feel that you've received any value at all from these episodes of Omni Mindfulness. It would mean so much to me if you could write a little review regarding any episode that resonated with you. Please take a screenshot of that review and email it to me at omnimindfulness@gmail.com. In return, I will offer you my one-page guide to spark your meditation practice through Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a Sanskrit word for intention setting. Along with this, you'll receive a link to my guided meditation that will guide you through an intention setting meditation, positive affirmations, which you can practice daily. I guarantee that this gift will help you start a daily intention setting practice with a spark. It is my gift for you for being a listener, being a supporter, and of course, to enable you to manifest the best meditation practice. We are now in the season of reflections, which is my fourth podcast season, highlighting spirituality, mindfulness, energy awareness, and mindset. And now a conversation recorded with my co-host, Omni Lewis.
Hi. I'm Omni Valentina Lewis, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm your co-host. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm my mom's partner in mindfulness. Next up, David Estes. David is a co-owner and head instructor of Akai Martial Arts and Fitness in Carlsbad, California. He has been training students in the Korean martial arts of Tungsudo since 2006. He has trained over 45 students to first Dan black belt. And now, here's our conversation with David.
Sir, thank you for being on our show. Our first question And for you, what does mindfulness mean to you?
I've thought about that a lot because I try to meditate occasionally. My understanding is that mindfulness is trying to stay in the moment and trying not to think about the future or the past and trying to think about what you're doing at the time. So if you're taking a walk, you're thinking about trees and the temperature and who you're with, et cetera, and not thinking about, you know, what you have to do at work tomorrow and, you know, the mistakes you made yesterday.
That's wonderful, sir. Naomi has a follow-up question on that.
How did you get started in martial arts, and how old were you when you started?
I was 34 years old when I started, and I started because Sabanam Gilvey had become a black belt when she was 16 or 17 years old back in Massachusetts, and she wanted to go back to it after a long break, obviously. And I had always wanted to do it, and it wasn't really an option where I grew up. So I said, well, I'll do it with you. So we started together at the age of 34, 35, and have not stopped since.
Well, I certainly wish I had Ma'am on the call as well, because that's very inspirational for young women. That's wonderful.
Do you think martial arts helps you be more mindful?
Yes, because it's usually quite hard to do martial arts unless you're focused on what you're doing at the time. There are so many things going on with you know, doing a form or doing a combination, your body movements, your place in space, your place in line, etc. There's so many things going on, you really don't have a lot of time left to be thinking about what you had for lunch yesterday, right? Because you just want to stay focused on what you're doing. So I think it's a really easy way to be mindful because it keeps your mind pretty occupied during the whole time.
Sounds like multiple modalities are at play, not only psychologically, but your body's moving in a space. We need to be present.
Yeah. So it keeps, you know, keeps your mind and your body busy. Whereas a lot of the mindfulness things that I've seen have been focused on either the physical or the mental.
That's good to know you get both modalities.
When did you start your AKA school and what inspired you to do it?
We started our school in 2006, and I was working at a high-tech company at the time, and so was Ma'am. She was working at the same company that I was working at, and we both decided that we were kind of tired of the corporate jobs that we'd been doing, and we wanted to try to do something else that would be more community focused. So we'd been doing martial arts together for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years at that point. So we were both at the stage where we could start a school if we wanted to. And we just decided to try it.
Well, you've done a wonderful job in influencing many souls. Do you have any moments in these years when you've had your school where you've seen a transformation of a student who may not have been in that space initially to be mindful, and it influenced the course of their life?
Yeah, one of our examples that we use is a gentleman that was on the spectrum with autism and was very shy and not very outgoing. And he started martial arts with his father. They started together in order to become a better father-son pair. And we were able to get that young man all the way to black belt, and he went off to college. He got his regular degree, he got his master's degree, and he went on to get his doctorate degree, and now he works at NASA.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's one of our success stories. But it happens with all sorts of kids with all sorts of things. You know, every kid almost that we get, you'll see almost immediate improvements on coordination, balance, and focus just from a few months of practice. So we get frustrated sometimes when kids don't stay for the long term, and because we always think that they're missing out on those benefits later on. But we always know that whatever they've done, it's they've left with more than they came in with. They maybe are a little bit stronger, a little bit faster, a little more focused, maybe whatever the case may be. There's only good things that come out of training in martial arts. There's hardly ever anything bad experiences.
That is really such a great way to articulate the value that it brings. And like, I love the fact that you said that even if they stayed for a short period, it will leave an imprint in their life.
Yeah, we just recently had a child, or he's not a child anymore, come back after being gone for 5 or 6 years. He left when he was probably 7, and he came back when he was 13 and decided that he wanted to get back on his training and continue. And that's frankly kind of rare, because most kids, when they leave, they get wrapped up in other activities, and those other activities become their central focus in their lives, and off they go with whatever that is. But it does happen occasionally where they decide to come back because they liked it and something came up in their life to cause them to get off track, and they decide to come back.
That's wonderful. That just reminds me that during COVID, your courses helped the course of Omni during a time when he was locked in the house. And it was emotionally and psychologically hard for a lot of kids. And I felt like it was such a boon and such a blessing. Maybe you can share a little bit about how that helped you.
Yeah. When we were completely stuck in the house and could almost not go anywhere, when I did karate class, I felt really energized and happy, and it gave me something to do.
Did you think it was more because you were with the people that you were familiar with, or the activity?
Well, I like that I could have time with and do classes with people I knew, and I did like to do the activities a lot also.
Okay, so a little bit of both.
He's a very, he's always had a lot of energy, and he needed to use that energy in a focused way.
Sir, you said earlier in the show you practice meditation, and me and my mom do also. And we would like to know, what other forms of meditation do you practice?
Or mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
I have an app for that. I typically try to use an app for that, just so that I have something to remind me to do it and to keep me on track. So I use Headspace or some other app like that just gives me a meditation to follow. I have a counselor that I speak to on a regular basis, and I talk to her about how it works, and sometimes it doesn't work, because sometimes you'll go into meditation thinking that you're fine, and you realize that you can't settle your mind, and it just doesn't want to sit still. So I do that. I also read books on it. I read a book by he's a famous music producer, and he wrote a book about meditation. So I read his book as well. So I try different things. I'm always looking for something that makes it easier, because it's not easy.
Absolutely. Meditation is challenging, yet very much of a path to finding yourself, and also being able to find clarity when you can sit.
So Omni, what type do you use?
Omni practices self-realization fellowships, Kriya Yoga, which is a path where you focus your breath, bring your concentration to your third eye, and you watch your breath, and then you may introduce mantras.
Recently, I got a certificate for it, and I've been practicing it a little bit more every once in a while. And every time I do meditate or do Kriya, I always feel relaxed. And the next day after that, I have a really nice day.
So does that mean that you have to take a course to learn how to do it?
It is like a training. It's more similar to, I would say, when you go into AK Marshall and you practice and practice, and over time you get feedback. That's similar to what he's been going through with his meditation. You want to share a little bit more about when you are having a tough day, what happens when you practice?
Yes. Sometimes I'm nervous or frustrated and not having a good time. I sometimes do a little bit of Kriya in my head, and after that I calm down or a little bit more happy.
Can you explain what that means by doing it in your head?
Well, one thing I do is Hong Sa, where I breathe in, and I do that for a while, and it helps me focus it and make me feel calm.
And do you do that when you're nervous or when you're anxious?
Sometimes nervous or anxious. I just do it sometimes, and it always makes me feel a lot better.
Okay. Did you do it? I noticed during the last test, which was a big one for you, the red belt test,
mm-hmm.
that you seemed really nervous doing forms on Zoom, at least the days that I watched you. Did you use it before or after those testing sessions?
Well, on some of them I did before and after, and I meditated a little bit in it before some of them, and on those ones I felt a little bit better.
The approach of the meditation that he follows, you practice daily, regardless of the circumstances, so that you're training your mind and yourself, that then when external conditions change, you can still stay centered.
That's hard to do something every day.
Yeah.
Anything. Besides eating.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily change the circumstances or how you may arrive on any day, because Omni had definitely, it was challenging for him to go through the red belt.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Now, if it's not hard, then you don't really feel like it's worth it.
Absolutely. And a lot of martial arts, I believe, I would say all of it, also focuses on breath. And the movement, and that's a lot of what he does with his meditation. Any closing questions for Sir?
No, I didn't really think of any extra questions I had.
Sir, do you have any other questions for us?
Do you think there's anything that we could do in our school that would help mindfulness of kids?
Maybe start with what was most challenging on the days where you were anxious about the test.
Well, I feel like it was challenging to always remember everything because I knew it, but I when I actually did the test, I mostly just blanked out.
Right, which happens, right? That's what stress does. So is there anything that, I don't want to say that we want to make it easier, because our job is not to necessarily make it easier, but is there anything that we could have said to you that would have helped you become less nervous?
Well, I think when I was nervous, I was helped to calm down, but I can't really think of any more you could do to maybe a little less nervous.
Okay.
As an observation, when he does have those moments, whether it's for a test or any other part of life, often we try to step away from the situation just for a few moments, pause. And I encourage him. Sometimes it's not always easy. Encourage him to watch his breath and slow down.
What made you decide to do a podcast about mindfulness?
Well, we try to mostly focus on mindfulness and meditation, and you help with that, with martial arts, and that's how we thought of having a mindfulness. the podcast.
Okay, and is this a podcast that is for school, or is it for your own curiosity?
My own curiosity.
Okay. What's the most fun thing about doing the podcast?
Asking questions that I think of.
Okay. Did I answer your questions?
Yeah. Yes, you did, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. We really appreciate your presence, and I look forward to seeing you next time in the park.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll be there on Saturday tomorrow so you can get your belt and your certificate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're planning on.
Thanks. Okay, perfect.
Have a great weekend, and we appreciate everything. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again for tuning in, Sweet Souls. Check out the links in the descriptions, and please take a moment to like, follow, and share, and continue to be Omni Mindful.